Hello and welcome back, guys, to our cherished Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. I want to thank you guys for just always tuning in, giving us feedback, and supporting the podcast. It truly means a lot. We are thrilled to have you join us today as we delve into some really interesting stuff here. And we hope to uplift our community and nurture our spiritual growth with you guys. As you know, your ongoing support and donations are invaluable, and I encourage each one of you to continue to contribute to this mission of love and light. Please continue to donate to FundraisingCup.org Ministries in order to continue to support those in need locally and internationally. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys. You guys are in for a special treat today. It's been a while, but I managed to get our brother Thomas here back on the line with us. And I'm so excited because, you know, we all, of course, have different obligations and, you know, to be blessed with some time from Brother Thomas is always just, it's just beautiful because he's very authentic in his delivery.
You're throwing out the red carpet, Jewel. You're throwing out the red carpet, Lord.
You know I have to. And I'm so happy you're here with us, Brother Thomas. Thank you so much for taking the time to delve into this topic. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you.
The topic for this call today, guys, is spiritual discernment against false people and rising from the ashes. So this is heavy, but you know, I told you guys it's December. We're on the heels of 2025. There's major changes happening, and as we're at that cusp, I think it's key to read relevant scripture that is going to lead us through that breakthrough and allow you guys to see that all of this has already been written, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, but there's hope in the midst of this chaos. So, Brother Thomas, without further ado, can you share with the listeners the scripture readings we have today?
Certainly, and I will do that, Jewel. I will do that, but I do want to say something special. I think God's laid it on my heart right now. Today is a very special day, and I don't know if everyone knows what today is. It is December the 7th, and something very significant happened in history on this day. And, in fact,
Hello? I said, please share.
Okay.
Yes.
So President Roosevelt said it in his speech that December 7th would be a day that would live in infamy. Now, what we need to know about that is that, you know, even though we were caught basically with our pants down, you know, that we would strike back. And that's exactly what, you know, we did. But the only thing of it was, Jewel, and history, we were deceived. Because, you know, they knew that we were going to be attacked. They allowed this to happen, just like 9/11, people. I mean, it's all about war. War is money. And we're in that right now. I'm serious. That's why I wanted to say this. We are in that right now. We are paying through the nose because of this war and these rumors of wars. And this is their directive. And it is criminal what they're doing. And these boys that they're sending over here into this conflict, it's just like, okay, so, all right, we got bombed. We got dealt with in Pearl Harbor, and many people died. But then what did we do? Well, we took up our little cross and we carried it right on over there to Iwo Jima. And we said, "You know, guys, we're going to put you on this shore, and Well, it's kind of like, you know, we don't know what to expect. And so you think about these men who bravely, 18-year-olds is what they were, Jewel, 18 and 19-year-olds. And I went back, I saw a video where it showed the older guys now as they've gotten older and said they had no clue of what they were walking into. They didn't realize the enemy was so underground as they are now, and that they didn't know just exactly what they needed to do, but they had a strategy. And the strategy was that they were going to take that hill. And if they could take that hill, then they could control the narrative and the ships going in and out of Japan. So, you know, there's that, the memorial in Washington, D.C., they actually have that statue that shows the men holding up the flag of Iwo Jima. Well, that's what we're doing. We're going to hold up the flag of Christ. That's what we're going to do. So that I just wanted to put that in there because this is December 7th, and people, if you're not remembering December 7th, how dare you? Because that was a horrible day. It was on a Sunday. Now, this is a Saturday. Well, Saturday's a Sabbath. I guess you could, whatever. But anyway, it was a Sunday, and they basically had no idea. But the government did know. And they had talks, and they knew the talks had broken down, and they knew that Japan was already in flight, and they were crossing over, and we had no idea. And there were so many people that died, okay? And it's just like there's going to be so many people that are going to die with this war we're battling, this battle of good versus evil. Now then, I'll get into the scripture, okay?
Thank you so much, Thomas, for sharing that relevant time in history, and much respect to all of the veterans that have served knowingly and unknowingly for the purpose of those in higher positions. We do respect your sacrifice and appreciate
it. It's like those that went over to Iraq, you know? I mean, why? Because our government said do it. And so they did. And then when they come back, they're treated like shit.
Yeah.
They don't care about them. They drop them off. You know, they become homeless. All this crap. This is ridiculous. You know, if anything we should learn is that those men sacrificed treasure. Mm-hmm. Whether it be treasure of limbs, life, families lost, loved ones. For what purpose? For what purpose? But you know, I think we need to say this. We're going to say this right now. Their deaths were not deaths in vain. They weren't.
Amen.
They paid the price with their lives. But they did it willingly. So that's the whole thing. Even though the deception was there from our government, these men stepped out on that battlefield and did what they were trained to do. Trained to die.
Absolutely.
And that's what they did.
Absolutely.
And those that were able to come back, that's the ones we should have honored. So if you get a chance to, and you know a veteran, tell them how much you appreciate their sacrifice.
Their service.
Don't let that go be unsaid. Please, 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 please.
Absolutely. Okay. So today, we're doing something a little different. Usually we read a very short scripture, and then we converse. But because this particular book is rarely touched on, even in the church, that was one of the things Brother Thomas and I was discussing. Like, you know, I don't think I recall anyone ever preaching out of this book, but it's so prevalent. And we pulled out three key chapters, right, Brother Thomas?
Yes.
That touch on our topic. And what we're going to do this time around is we're going to break it down chapter by chapter and have kind of micro conversations in between. So this should be really exciting for the overtime team to try to tackle. But we're up for the task, and I'm so excited to have Brother Thomas do this with me because,
thank you.
Oh, he gets so passionate about both the scripture and how we should interpret it and watch our Father carry it out.
Right.
So, but without further ado, Thomas, I'm going to let you take lead and share with them.
Certainly.
Reading today.
And the only other thing that God just laid on my heart would be this. He said, remember the past or you're doomed to repeat it. Okay?
Amen.
So that's the other little nugget that God just gave me. All right, here we go. Chapter 2 of Micah. And if y'all never heard, what's Micah? Well, it's not for Micah. It's Micah. A little play on words there, sorry. Okay, Chapter 2. Woe to those who scheme iniquity, who work out evil on their beds. When morning comes, they do it, for it is the power in their hands. They covet fields, they seize them, and houses, and they take them away. They rob a man and his house, a man and in his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am planning against this family a calamity, from which you cannot remove your necks. And you will not walk haughtily, for it will be an evil time. On that day, they will take up against you a taunt and utter a bitter lamentation and say, we are completely destroyed. He exchanges the portion of my people, how he removes it from me. To the apostate, he apportions our fields. Therefore, you will have no one stretching a measuring line for you by lot in the assembly of the Lord. Do not speak out, so they speak out. But if they do speak out concerning these things, reproaches will not be turned back. It is being said, O house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord impatient? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good? Do the one walking unrightly? Recently my people have arisen as an enemy. You strip the robe off the garment from the unsuspecting passers-by, from those returned from war. The women of my people you evict, each one from her pleasant house, from her children you take my splendor forever, and arise and go, for this is no place of rest, because of the uncleanliness that brings on destruction, a painful destruction. If a man walking after wind and falsehood had told lies and said, I will speak out to you concerning wine and liquor, he would be spokesman to this people. I will surely assemble all of you, Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like sheep in the fold, like a flock in the midst of its pasture. They will be noisy with men. The breaker goes up before them. They break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. So their king goes on before them, and the Lord at their head. That is chapter 2.
Oh, my goodness. Brother Thomas, you know, I know you have followed my testimony and likewise myself with yours. And as I've listened to this scripture twice today, ladies and gentlemen, each time I pull something even more profound or deep out of this scripture, and it just, it keeps becoming more alive for me.
Well, it's resounding. It's resounding facts that, you know, here this was written how many years ago, and yet it's so prevalent to what we are facing. That, like for evictions, there are mothers, you know, of children that they can't pay their rent, and so they're being evicted. Huh, I know about this.
Yeah.
You know, I can speak loudly about it. I've been given a writ or quit 3 times here at my hotel. And people, you don't know what that's like until you face it. And by the grace of God, the money's come through. But it's the fact of being put into that position. When you're down and trodden and you have no place to turn, and you reach out to people around you and they don't help you. They don't have the money, or they don't have the time, or they don't have the energy. These are things that we're facing. And like, for instance, you know, I mentioned about the war. I didn't know. I did not know, Jules. I swear, I didn't know about the guys going to war and then coming back, and they have nothing. And that's just what it said in the scripture, and it said the same thing. Those that went to war, you know, we're not taking care of our men, of our soldiers, and not just men, women too. But I'm just saying, you know, we've forsaken them. And why? Why did we say, okay, guys, you sign up on the dotted line, you know, you go into this war, we train you, and we give you the weapon, and we say, okay, go out there and do your job. And then when they do their job, a lot of times they come back, just like Vietnam War, okay? Was that not sad? That they go there thinking they're going to win, and they don't? They don't win. They lose all of that men and treasure and everything for what purpose? For a land grab.
It's so funny you say that, because in Scripture too, they talk about the oppressed man being thrown out of his inheritance, specifically. And what drew my eyes to this was the whole notion of devising wickedness, right? Throwing a rock and hiding your hand.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, Brother Thomas, and I said I won't speak too much on some of these wicked individuals from the Freemasons that have been
I can tell you some right
my
now.
Family,
you know,
my family.
You talk about, well, no, this is what happens to do with the World War One people, the veterans. I don't know if you're aware of this, Jill. Go ahead.
No, let me just say the statement and I'll let you jump right in. But I was talking about throwing a rock and hiding your hand, and interestingly enough, based off of that video that you sent me, ironically, Thomas, that is one of their, I guess, visuals, is the hidden hand, right?
Yeah.
Throwing a rock, hiding a hand, devising wickedness. And so it just kind of all came full circle to me with this scripture, as our Father is breaking down that he sees them behind the scenes. Thinking that no one sees how they reach in and tries to steal from the righteous their inheritance.
Yeah.
How they are devising these plans, these corrupt plans that they think no one would be able to decipher and discuss boldly like we do on this podcast.
Yeah.
And the Lord says, and Thomas, after this, you can jump right in. I know you want to talk about these wars, and I'm sure the veterans are very appreciative. the Lord says, right, from which they devise disaster, from which they cannot remove your necks, and you shall not walk haughtily. Because that's the thing. Not only do they devise this wickedness, but they kiki and ha-ha about it with such haughtily behavior behind the scenes. Oh, what can we do next? Oh, let's sit and plan and let's call them up and create some kind of
screw them. You know, I mean, basically just say, you know, hey, you bought the line. You really think I'm going to give you something? Right.
Yes, and it's just amazing because our Father's so spot on with it, because he knows, he sees all, and he's like, they will sit and plot and plan and say, well, what can we do next to derive strife and confusion? This is not of our Father, right?
No.
Our Father does not operate this way. I don't.
We have an evil, we live in an evil country. Evil country.
It's very, very concerning that people have not only sold their souls out of greed, but even to the ones that raised them, even to the ones that they've grown up with in families, right, have turned their hearts, minds, and souls to such wicked, wicked
acts. Become pillars of salt, Jewel.
Oh, my goodness. And we can't look back.
No.
That soul profound in the statement that you said, Thomas, is that many of us are compelled to have to keep on going forward without looking back, without opening up those messages, without answering their phone calls, without partaking in any of their devious plots and plans.
Because if you do, you run the risk of being absorbed by it.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, Thomas, I'm going to let you talk a little bit. If I haven't made you lose your train of thought.
No, I still got it, babe. It's still there. It's still there.
Okay.
Hello?
Simon.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Are you ready for me now?
Simon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? I'll do an AT&T. Was that good? Did you like that one? Okay, so what I want to tell you is, and I ran across this, and it's so disheartening that what these men did. So World War One, okay, all of these men were promised a bonus. Did you know that, Jewel? They were.
I did not.
And when these men came back, they wanted their bonus money. And so what they did is they created a uprising, and they all stormed Washington, D.C., and it was 10,000 men, 10,000. And so they camped in, you know, the land that they have, the parks and everything. We have all the celebrations and stuff. Well, that's where they set up their tents. You know, it was like a tent nation. And so they went to Congress every single day, and they were saying, well, where's our money? You promised us that we would have our money. And Congress comes back and says, excuse me? You believe that? You really thought that was going to happen? No. Hello. And guess what? The good old president, Grover Cleveland, oh, he sat behind his desk, and he decided, you know what? I've had enough of this. They've been here 3 days, and I'm calling it in. So he called out the militia, Jewel, the militia and the little small tanks and everything. And this America turned their arms on those men. Can you imagine the humiliation that these men who had basically, you know, they'd been promised, and then they went out and they delivered, and they did not get what they were promised. They even had their sons with them. They had people that were giving testimony about this thing, and they said they had no idea what was happening until it was on them. And they had the militia, and they had every mounted police that came in, and they stormed it. They drove these people out of Washington, D.C., and then they burned the encampment. You could see the flames. Grover Cleveland could look out his window of the White House and see the flames. Now, let me just say this. When they did that, guess who the two people who were in charge of the militia? Are you ready? George C. Patton, and I forget who the other one was, who was his cohort. Both of these men were the ones in charge of doing this, turning their guns on honest, decent veterans, and then they get rewarded by going into the theater of war in World War II, Jewel.
Wow.
Now, isn't that screwed up mess?
I'm going to ask our veterans to, of course, feel free to chime in on what Brother Thomas had to say with this podcast. Those of you who were actually had any familial connections to that war, definitely feel free to share your thoughts and feelings over it. I don't want to get too caught up in that.
No.
Only
but I'm just saying, you know, that's our country turning their backs on our men.
Yes. Yes. It is very symbolic to the scripture, and I want to kind of get through a few more of these verses before we jump in.
Yeah, but I'll just say this, Jewel. You know, that's not something that I learned in history. I never learned that in school.
Yeah, we're finding out a lot of information now.
I mean, that we would do that to our veterans. Well, it don't make any difference in what we did with Vietnam veterans. So we built them a wall. Holy wowie. We built them a wall. But did we provide for them? Did we give them schooling, education? Did we give them health insurance? Did we give them mental, training to deal with the PTSD? No.
No.
We did nothing. Nothing. So it's history repeats itself.
It does.
It does.
It does. And again, I encourage all of our veterans to feel free to chime in. Also, at fundraisingcup.org, we try to support
yes.
women, children, men, and veterans. I know that through the organization, we were able to help out our brother Thomas a little bit, and I'm thankful for that.
I'm most thankful of it. You don't know when you're going to need it. You just don't know.
No, and that's the thing. Don't become pompous like some of these individuals and haughty, because you just never know when the tables flip.
Right.
And
always accept it graciously. Always accept graciously, because, when you do a good deed, a deed will be done good to you. And
amen.
I believe that.
Amen. Amen.
I truly believe that.
Okay, so as we move down in the scripture, some interesting stuff here where it states in verse 8, I believe,
mm-hmm.
But lately my people have risen up as an enemy. You strip the rich robe from those who pass by trustingly with no thought of war. The women of my people you drive out from their delightful houses. From
mm-hmm.
their young children, you take away my splendor forever.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I know that hit me. I was thinking to myself,
how can you be happy?
You know? Many of us right now, war has been waged where we have either been attacked financially.
Yeah.
Attacked, whether,
spiritually.
With technology, right? With hacking,
yes.
Invasion of privacy, all kinds of things are happening. And, what's key is where our father said, you have taken up war against his people, and they weren't even prepared. They didn't even have war in their minds and hearts to think, oh, my goodness, let's store up these kinds of equipment because they're going to come for
right.
us clueless,
right?
They're just like babies, little kingdom, walking around thinking that the world is just and people would do the right thing if given the opportunity. And that's not what we're seeing here today.
Well, no, Jill, we're on the brink of World War III. Now, had you ever thought in your lifetime that you would consider that we are fixing to be in World War III? A nuclear holocaust?
This is
insane.
It's very surprising where things are heading right now. And,
and there's no stopping it. That's the thing. It's already in motion. There is no stopping this.
No.
We just have to be prepared for it.
The irony of it all, and I'm sure you've heard this before, Thomas, that where it says in Scripture 11, I will preach to you of wine and strong drink, and he would be the preacher of these people, the people who...
Mm-hmm. In other words, you like to point a finger at you because you may be taking a little extra nip of wine or a little alcohol. Well, let me just tell you something about that. If that soothes the savage beast, then that's what he does. But, for instance, they are crucifying Pete Hedzeg right now. Did you know that, Jill? Because he came back from the theater of war, and he had a drinking problem. And then, you know what happened to him? He met the Lord. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he changed from that. And they're crucifying him now. There's one person, one senator, who said, he's not right. He's not fit to run the war. He's not fit to run the Pentagon because, he's just not, he has a weakness. He has a weakness for liquor. That's not true at all. He has been staunchly stepping up and saying, let me tell you something. I have my faith in God. And you will not, I will not answer to you. And that's what he told him. He says, God knows what I'm capable of doing. God knows what I've done. And he forgave me for it. Why can't you? Why can't you? Mm-hmm. Evil.
Yes, Brother Thomas. And I want to point this out to our listeners. I know I've spoken to you guys before about some of the things many of our churches have deceived us about. And
oh, my God, yes. Ugh. It's all about passing the plate, Jewel. It's about passing the plate and not passing the word.
You know, there's so many things. I know I spoke to you guys about different ways to protect yourself during spiritual war, which the church does not tell you about because they leave you exposed to be picked off like cattle. That's not what we do here. Those of you who follow us know that if everything that I've learned along my spiritual journey, I will share with you guys so you too can put up the armor, the full armor.
Yes.
And understand the scripture in its entirety and not someone's interpretation to keep you blind.
And that's what the churches have done. They have given a scripted verse.
As Brother Thomas said, I know that there are many Christians that said, the Bible says you should not drink. No, it says you shouldn't become a drunkard. And it also says that, you know, the reason why you shouldn't become a drunkard is because you can open your vessel to spirits. And
yes.
So there are scriptures where people drank wine, and that's not considered being a drunkard. So what I'm saying to you guys, and I don't want you guys to misinterpret it and say, oh, Jewel said to go out and drink as much wine as you want.
Well, to realize this, Jewel, in some countries, wine is safer than water.
It is, believe it or not. But the point that I'm trying to make in telling you this is that some of these self-righteous people that try to profess to the rest of Christians what you should and should not do are doing some of the most heinous things behind the scenes. I mean, I'm going to tell you personally, I got people in my family that are Seventh-day Adventist witches. Okay?
That's a twist on words.
They will tell you in a heartbeat to, you know, how dare you not take on the Sabbath day, but at the same time, at night, they won't tell
they're
you
stirring
that
they the
pot. Are in the woods somewhere under the moon casting spells. So,
yeah.
Needless to say, before you listen to anyone casting judgment on anyone and telling them they will be condemned, but please be mindful of who this information is coming from, because it may be in fact coming from someone going.
Well, I'm thinking of something, Jewel. I'm thinking of something here that just another little nugget. Do as I say, not as I do.
As I do, yes. That was a really interesting line to grow up with. But in any case, I'm going to wrap up this particular scripture because the next one is really good. And, oh, when we hit you with the last one, it's just so much hope with what I was telling you guys about in 2025. So
it's wonderful.
Scripture closes out. And
with hope.
Discussing, yes. Chapter 7.
And we all need hope, Jewel. In this day and time, we need a lot of hope. And so this scripture, and even though it was written so many years ago, it's so prevalent for today. So here we go. This is Micah chapter 7, and it's verses 1 through...
Brother Thomas, we still have chapter 3 to discuss.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were... Well, you were already reading part of 3, dear.
No.
Weren't you?
I was closing out. No, I was closing out chapter 2.
My bad.
It's on verse 12 and 13. It's okay.
Okay, you're right. Okay, so here we go, chapter 3. Okay, here we go. And I said, hear now, heads of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? You who hate good and love evil, who tear off their skin from them and their flesh from their bones, and who eat the flesh of my people, strip off their skin from them, break their bones, and chop them up as in a pot, as a meat in a kettle. And we're actually having that happen. Hot dogs. Then they will cry out to the Lord, but he will not answer them. Instead, he will hide his face from them at that time because they have practiced evil deeds. So God's going to turn his back on them. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets, who lead my people astray? When they have something to bite with their teeth, they cry peace. But against him who puts nothing in their mouths, they declare holy war. Therefore, it will be night for you without vision, and darkness for you without divination. The sun will go down on the prophets, and the day will become dark over them. The seers will be ashamed, and the diviners will be embarrassed. Indeed, they will all cover their mouths, because there is no answer from God. So they're being asked to do things, and they don't have no answers. On the other hand, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and courage to make known to Jacob his rebellious act, even to Israel his sin. Now hear this, heads of the house of Jacob and the rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and twist everything that is straight, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with violent injustice. Her leaders pronounce judgment for a bribe. Her priests instruct for a price. Yeah, preachers preach because they're paid. And her prophets divine for money. Yet they lean on the Lord, saying, is not the Lord in our midst? Calamity will not come upon us. Therefore, on the account of you, Zion will be plowed as a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of ruin. And the mountain of the temple will become high places of a forest. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Beware what you scoff at, what you mock, what you make fun of. God's got his judgment day coming. I'm just saying.
That's how the scripture opened up with God saying, is it not for you to know justice?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the last verse, we talked about throwing the rock and hiding your hand and
mm-hmm.
feeling like they have this unchallenged way of delivering their version of justice.
Well, you remember what Jesus said. I think Jesus said something too, Jewel. He said, Yeshua said something too. Those of you that do not sin or do not have sin in your life, will you be the one to cast the first stone?
Yes.
You know, so those people that, again, set out to, you know, pick somebody's bones or drag them through the mud politically or socially or whatever, and they do all these things, beware, because you not guilty of sin yourself that God knows? God knows everyone's sin.
When God really rips the veil off of these people's faces who sat there in pompous haught and felt that they should destroy innocent people's lives because they just had the power to do so, the Father says, well, since you think that you sit in this profound authority of justice, let me truly reveal what is just and what you have been doing behind the scenes in your very
life. Amen. And Jewel, do you know what I just thought of? What happened in our Olympics, and where was that at? In Paris, was it not?
Oh, yes, it was.
When they did the mockery of the Lord's Supper? Hmm?
Oh, yeah, I recall.
What, do you know what's happening with France right now? The people are rebelling.
I heard.
The farmers are going on the attack. They said enough is enough is enough. We're done with this. And good old Macron has been arrested for child trafficking. So I think they're getting their justice, are they not? The pious that got up there and they declared that the Lord's Supper could be discussed and described in vain like that? For all the world to see?
They will know.
Oh, and by the way, you know the cathedral? What I heard, you?
Mm-hmm.
You know that cathedral was set on fire on purpose? Guess why?
Oh.
Guess why?
Why was that?
Or what was underneath it? You know what was underneath it?
No.
Child trafficking. They had tunnels. Tunnels.
Yeah, it's you know, guys, it's like a whole nother world underneath our world.
Oh,
That's the best way that I could explain to you what's happening here behind the scenes. We're not just talking. I know that, you know, we're distracted with certain stars being arrested and you think that it's just a little private thing that they have under just their homes.
And there's so many tunnels.
It's tunnels on top of tunnels on top of tunnels. Underneath resorts, underneath hotels, underneath everything, underneath these big name stores. These tunnels are connected in vast ways. And those that know, you know, who have taken oaths that can't talk about it, they won't talk about it. Of course, you guys know here at Can We Talk with Jewel, the only oath that I have taken was to the Most High God. So my lips cannot be bound by any blood oath of any mankind.
Amen.
And that's why I invite people like Brother Thomas on that can talk freely, you know, to some extent, because I'm not going to say they won't retaliate from our talk.
I don't care if they do. Bring it on.
The fact is that we serve God. And so if we're called to talk about what's happening, we're going to talk about it.
Amen.
Regardless about how some people may feel about
it. Amen.
It is what it is. And you guys know my calling, my passion is for women and children, protecting them, getting these people to stop trafficking them underground.
Yeah. Well, Jewel, did you know that they have found out that Epstein Island, okay? Did you know they found out there is a tunnel that stretches from Epstein Island all the way to Haiti?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
So they've been stealing kids from Haiti for years.
Yeah. I am not surprised. Many of these third world countries, it's been going on under our nose. I think people will be shocked to know how much is happening right here on their home
turf. Can I mention, Jewel, the online store? Do you want me to mention it?
What online store?
Wayfair.
Oh, well, you know, it's totally up to you.
Okay, let me be real quick about it. People, if you are not aware, Wayfair is a den of iniquity. And let me say why. Number one, if you look at a lot of the actors that are advertising for it, are corrupt. But also, they are advertising right there out in the open where everyone can see it. But who in your right mind is going to pay $10,000 for a shelf unit? For a shelving unit. $10,000. And it comes with certain specifications. So you can online order.
Brother Thomas, are you with us? I don't know if we lost you, but we can't hear you. Well, in the meantime, while he's...
I'm here!
Oh, there you go. You kind of went out on us for a little bit.
You know what? This is something evil is trying to take over because I ain't touched the phone at all.
Yeah, well, I guess you must have hit a hot spot there. And
well, what I was talking about was that, you know, Wayfair, that they are inherently evil.
The powers that be sometimes don't like when we reveal certain things, so they'll phase out our mic.
Which I'm just trying to tell people, you know, they think Wayfair is such a good catalog ordering. No, it's not. It's evil.
Well,
stay away from it. Just saying.
Many of these brands, I know you guys are somewhat, well, it has been brought to your attention within the last few years of some of the darkness behind them. And I think, I don't know if it's that we have short-term memory or the fact that, we're
blind sheep, Jewel. Let's be honest about it. We're blind sheep.
Or we're blind sheep. Or, you know, we still are, you know, ego-driven in trying to impress others.
And we're naive.
Maybe it's just a combination. Maybe it's
we're naive. We think this can't be possible. I mean, why would this reputable company sell kids in a package?
That's heavy.
Clothing lines. Clothing catalog. Clothing.
Yeah.
You know, they put a dress for $5,000. Excuse me?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to bring it back to the scripture because, you know, Brother Thomas knows that I can talk about trafficking and all that stuff all day long. It's really...
Yeah, you can.
It needs to be
out there. This is something that we don't need to tiptoe through the tulips with anymore. Mm-mm.
No. I think as we approach, like I said, 2025, this was a year of lifting the veil. I'm expecting big changes next year. And,
I hope so.
You know, a lot of people are going to have to leave this country in shame, like the scripture says, because they can't hide anymore what they've been doing behind the scenes and trying to divert people's attentions to attacking innocent people so that you don't see exactly all of the heinous and deviousness they have been doing behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about this particular scripture that you read, Thomas, verses 2 and 3, where you said that those that hate the good and love the evil and
mm-hmm.
tear the skin off my people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was and their flesh from their bones.
Mm-hmm.
And who eat the flesh of my people.
Chop up their bones. Chop up the people.
Their skin from off of them and break their bones into pieces and chop them up like meat in a pot. Like, oh, my goodness.
Honey, let me tell you
ladies
something. What I found out, this is going to shake you down to your toes, okay? Do you know what I found out is going on with all the family members that we have had in a lot of our funeral homes? Do you know what they're doing?
Okay,
they are selling the bodies. And they're selling them to these companies that are taking the meat and processing it. So basically, we're becoming cannibals. And God is pissed. Big time.
I'm going to tell you guys this, and I'm sure you guys heard rumors of flesh being put in certain foods, meat, human flesh, that is. And it probably is true. I think that's why a lot of people are backing off of eating meat and becoming more vegan.
You can't trust it.
Answers.
They can't trust it.
Because we feel like we're put in a situation where you can't really trust what's going on. And, you know, our bodies aren't really reacting to the food the way it used to. Between our digestive tracts being slowed down and... The
all the parasites
in our body performance, body odors, it's not it's not natural, and we, many people feel like not only are we being poisoned, but there's something else in the meat.
There's everything.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When I read that scripture, I thought to myself, you know, with the modern day witchcraft and sorcery, they pretty much go against everything that the Most High God, source of the universe, has instructed us to
mm-hmm.
do. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I hear them talking about breaking the bones and chopping up the meat, you know, I
mm-hmm.
think about this push, this heavy push to kill babies.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they don't tell us the whole story of why
mm-hmm.
we should be pro-abortion. Why? What is it that you want to do with those babies?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tell us the whole story. Because,
mm-hmm.
of course, they'll tell us to have, like, don't you want to help the little girl who was raped not have to deal with the memory of the rape?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, off the surface, it sounds good. But what are you doing with those millions of babies
mm-hmm.
that you guys are pulling out of these female uteruses? I doubt
yeah.
that you are simply just discarding them.
No.
There's something else you guys want to do with this. And it's usually along the lines of going against everything that our father says.
Mm-hmm.
The most unimaginable thing. And so killing babies is one thing, right? You've already committed a sin there.
Mm-hmm.
But then what would be the next heinous thing you could think of that demonic leadership would do would be to cut up that baby and
Jewel, I can give you a case in point. You know, and
mm-hmm.
they had it right there. And if anybody wants to do the research, they can go on the Ellen DeGeneres show, okay, where she had
uh-huh.
Sandra Bullock to come on the show. And she point
mm-hmm.
blank asked Sandra, what are you doing to make yourself look so youthful? And Sandra said, well, I'm having collagen injections. Well, no, it's not just that, hon. There's other things that you're doing, right? I mean, she was prodding her. So what I'm trying to say to you is, and what it comes out to be, she says that they are getting liquid formula from children in Ethiopia. Now, this is
wow.
sick.
Well, wow. So I'm guessing is that along the lines of the whole adrenochrome thing?
It's the collagen. It's
children.
The collagen. They're doing all kinds of things. You see, they sell body parts, and they sell, you know, plasma. And so all of these things that, you know, our children are our most valued treasure. But, yeah, and we know how much a body part can go for price-wise, right? And so it just depends on the market. You know, what you want to sell is what they can provide. And so here's this actress, and I do mean that in the male sense. She is not female. And so she has basically, you know, come right out there in the open and said, yeah, this youthfulness I'm getting because of the skin products or the skin byproducts of young children.
Brother Thomas, I will ask you to skate carefully. Not that I'm opposing anything that you're saying, but I don't want any cease and desist or hitting the button.
I'm ready for it. Bring it on. I don't care.
And
you know,
the last person that so-called outed someone as not being a female, well, they had some trouble when they went to the doctor's office. So let's refrain for the time being of the outing, because some people are not very open to being truthful about their lives. And, you know, I know that we're very authentic and honest with how we live ours, but that's unfortunately not the case with everyone, and they become very much angry and retaliatory when you share their personal lives. Now, I'm not saying that you cannot speak around what's happening, but when we name drop, I just want you to be mindful that these people that live in darkness, they become very retaliatory. So
bring it on. Bring it on. I don't care. You know, Sandra, you want to bring it on? Yeah, I'll take you up on it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. I'll battle you. Shit.
We do want to continue to speak with the public, and so I know that, you know, individually we don't have a problem speaking the truth, but I definitely don't want them to shut down Can We Talk with Jewel in the future. So we know how that is, right, Brother Thomas? So with that being said,
well, you know what? I'm going to say to that one, and God just tell me this. Where one goes away, another will be given. Thank you. God's got a plan. Mm-hmm. God has a plan. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here, Brother Thomas. I'm here.
Okay. I thought you'd gone.
I got my little people doing a lot right now. But the next verse that I wanted to jump into was, oh, my goodness, right here where the Lord says, then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them. And the Lord said concerning their prophets who led them astray.
Yes.
When they had
something
to eat, but declare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, let me just read 6 because it goes right into the darkness that's going to happen and the sun shall go down on these false prophets, and the day shall be black over them, and they will be disgraced. I think we're in a time where we're seeing that now. A lot of these people have gone to these false prophets, these so-called seers and so forth of darkness. And I share with you guys that our Father has given us different gifts, many different
discernment. Discernment. That's what he's given us.
Different forms of discernment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
You broke up there for a minute.
Yeah, I told you when we touch on some of this stuff, don't be surprised if it's can you hear me now? We have all been given different forms of discernment, and I don't know if you guys heard of the different terms of being having different clairs. And so some people can have dreams, which is one of the gifts that I have, and some people can just be given sight, you know, without even dreaming. And then some people can have multiple clairs, which I think I mentioned in the last podcast that even some of my own gifts have been expanding.
You're talking about being clairvoyant?
Yes. So there's clairvoyant, clairsentient, different, and that's why I just grouped them as clairs, because Brother Thomas is gifted, and it's up to him if he wants to share his gifts with you guys. But
I get these feelings, and they're true, and I don't know how I know
strong,
them.
Very strong intuitive gifts Brother Thomas has, and sometimes he surprises us both with how spot on he is at times with his gifts of situations from the past.
I'm sure it drives my family crazy. I'm sure it did. That's why they went away.
He should have no clue about, and he's just like an open book of what happened and how it happened. But he's another gifted individual, and I'm sharing this with you because in this verse, like I said, some of these people took their gifts that God gave them and decided to use them for darkness.
Yes.
And started to read into people's Akashic records, which tells you, you know, what gifts other people have, if they were born again, if they were sent back here for another mission of God. These are all things that, you know, they were
right
not
or wrong.
Supposed to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for Satan's kingdom, and they chose the latter, right? They chose to go into darkness with these gifts. Well, what Father is saying here is that many of these people are going to lose their gifts, and they're going to go dark. They're not going to be able to see anymore into people's futures. They're not even going to be able to tell you, you know, who to attack, what to do. It's going to be complete mayhem for them because those that relied heavily on these false prophets are not going to have the guidance that they once had.
Right, and they should be turning toward God at that time anyway. Mm-hmm.
They should have, you're absolutely right. They should have been turning towards God. They should have been working with those in the light that are using their gifts for healing, using their gifts to save others, to help feed the poor. They chose greed.
Yeah,
and
they did.
So they used their gifts for that.
Yeah, they did.
And so in this verse, God is telling us what's to come. These so-called leaders that they've looked up to and gave a lot of reverence to that was coaching them into how to a destiny swap and take someone else's gift God gave them, for example.
Mm-hmm.
These leaders are going to lose all of their gifts.
Hallelujah.
Everything. They're not going to have any of the clairs. They're just going to be in complete darkness.
Amen.
Need to
be.
If you haven't heard it yet, you heard it here first on Can We Talk With Stuart about what's going to happen, and especially in 2025. And so I just thought that was just really interesting to read. What do you think, Brother Thomas?
Well, yes, and I'll just say this. You know, these people who have been a profiting off of giving false information, let's say that. And they know that what they're giving, the information that they're feeding out to the public is wrong. But they're trying to answer to a narrative. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so those people are going to fall by the wayside because God's going to say, not so fast. You're not going to get away with this anymore. You know, I let y'all do this for a while, but enough's enough. You know, I'm calling it in. I'm calling in the bluff, and it is a bluff. And I'm calling in these people saying, you know what? Get away from these people. They're evil. They're not doing you good. They're not there to do you good. They're there to take your money. And that's it. And so they're going to be revealed, and they are being revealed. Even in today's time, they're being revealed. Those people that we put stock in that we thought were our stars, okay, they are our savior. They aren't. There's only one savior. Please remember that. One savior. And that's Yeshua. And that's God. Everybody else are false prophets. And that's all I'm going to say about the matter. I could go any further, but you know I don't want to do.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Thomas. I'm going to expand a little bit more with verses 9, 10, and 11, where it states, hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and all you rulers who made the and make the crooked all that is straight, who build Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with iniquity.
Yeah.
Those of you who have taken bribes, priests that teach for a price, prophets practice divination for money, lean on the Lord and say, is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us.
That's
therefore,
arrogant.
Because of you, because of these people, Zion shall be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall become heap of ruins.
Mm-hmm.
So in closing of this chapter, Brother Thomas, our Father is saying that these false prophets, these people who used their gifts for wrong and were taking money for their gifts. You know, one thing, Brother Thomas, myself, Sister Nina, the different pastors that I brought on here that have gifts as well, one thing we all have in common is that we do not use our gifts for any compensation.
No.
If our Father gives us a message to help each other, we use our gifts precisely for that purpose.
Yeah.
And this is what our Father is saying, that these people so much wanted to pervert the outcome. Our fathers, you know how we say, may God's purpose or God's kingdom be done according mm-hmm. to his purpose and his will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they wanted to pervert that. And they want
well,
to change
I'll tell life. You something, Jewel, too, with these people, a lot of them have come out and said that they're Christian. Now, this is perverse. When they come out and say that they're Christian, but then a lot of them, what I've noticed, are starting to come out and say, well, I answer to a higher being. Have y'all heard that one?
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that. That I believe in the universe. I've heard all kinds of stuff. They don't want to mention Yeshua. They don't want to mention,
no.
You know, the funny thing about Christianity, it's a very interesting religion. And I was having this conversation, Brother Thomas, with a friend of mine. And I said, you know what? If I wasn't born a Christian, born into
yeah.
this religion, I'm not quite sure if they could recruit me.
I hear you.
And the reason
I hear you because it's so twisted. It's not what we thought.
It's so twisted. And you know, it people just call themselves Christian and do whatever they want. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you look at the other when
you know what, Jewel, I don't think they're
they
I think they're called themselves I think they call themselves Christian, but it's with a lowercase C. You follow me?
Oh, the lowercase. That makes sense. Maybe that's what I should ask. And I said, I know you're a Christian, but are you the lowercase or capital?
Yeah, exactly.
That way I know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, exactly.
The reason why I'm saying this is to say that, you know, when you deal with people that identify as Christians, it's
that's a broad statement, is it not? It's not specific enough.
It's a very broad statement. The level of discipline in Christianity has kind of dissipated over the
oh,
years,
God.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And
Yeah. I mean, Oprah says she's a Christian.
I'm surprised that she said that because there was footage back in the day, and you know, I don't really touch on
yeah, that. I remember her saying that she was a Christian, that, yeah, that she went to church, and that, you know, she read her Bible, and I'm going, Oprah, what has happened to you now? Mm-hmm.
Well, there was some footage from, I think, when she had her talk show way back when that was,
mm-hmm.
had some controversy around her not believing
mm-hmm.
that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the light. And I think they were going back and forth as Jesus being the only way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm surprised. And I think that's another example of what I'm basically saying, is that to say you're a Christian, it's very difficult to define unless, like Brother Thomas said, we can get them to say whether that is with a lowercase or capital C. Because some Christians out here are just doing some of the most abominable
things. Yeah, they go through the motions. Like, they just go through the motions, but they don't commit.
What book are you getting that from? And not just that, the loyalty in the group isn't there. Like you would see in other religious groups, Jewish, Muslim, they defend their
mm-hmm.
people and their faith
mm-hmm.
with their whole life.
Well, I don't know if people remember, but during the day of when Maui was happening, okay, in
uh-huh.
Hawaii. So do you
yeah.
remember that good old Oprah comes out with The Rock? And they both come forward and they say, we want y'all to give money to these displaced families. They wanted us to do our dimes and quarters and, you know, our dollars, whatever we had, and to give that freely and willingly for these poor victims. How dare they? How dare they ask us to do that when they have so many millions? Why aren't they stepping forward and giving their millions, Jewel?
Mm-hmm.
That's what is the blasphemy in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
That they have the gall.
I can see your point. Mm-hmm.
That they have the gall to say, we need to contribute to the cause. We need to do like a GoFundMe page. Well, Oprah, why don't you just fund it yourself, honey? You're one of the most richest women in the world, and you're coming on TV with a television, you know, a commercial, and saying we need to dig into our pocketbooks and try to find whatever we can to help these poor, helpless victims. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? When that property's burned around her compound, Jewel, do you know that she's expanding her compound?
I didn't know that, and I can't say that I follow much of her activities, but I will tell you guys this. You know, that line, Brother Thomas, that I, in this last two verses that I think is so blasphemous, I want to emphasize this because it really got under my skin, and I don't know how you felt about it, but when the question is asked, is not the Lord in the midst of us? In the midst of whom? In the midst of what exactly? Because
of your blasphemy, of your
exactly.
Iniquity.
Exactly. Like
of your pious, you know what?
It's so audacious. It's so audacious for you to feel like you can do whatever you want to innocent people. And when calamity strikes, you ask, is not the Lord with us? Who's Lord? Who exactly were you worshiping that you think will come to save you after you've done so many crimes? That's the part that behooves me in it all. Because they've become so entitled and so...
very. Very just, entitled.
I mean, they caught up in these fake...
And it's almost like, Jewel, it's almost like, you know, they have all these millions, right? And they say, well, how dare someone ask them to contribute? You know?
It's unbelievable.
The price is too much for them. In other words, they can't go with just a little bit less, like we have to. Really, really.
And here's the other thing, Brother Thomas. A lot of these people would not help out others unless there's cameras around. Or
exactly, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at. There has to be an audience.
There's some of us here that genuinely love and care for other people.
Exactly.
I'm not
it's the right thing to do. It is the Good Samaritan thing to do. It's what God expects us to do. Help thy fellow man.
Exactly. When I go out and I give money to those in need, I'm not getting a tax break for it because Uncle Sam isn't there when the money comes from my hand and I'm on the street and someone is standing there needing assistance, and I just hand them the money. I don't get the tax break for it because I wasn't looking for the tax break.
Right. You don't do it because of what you think you're going to get from it. You're not doing it because you think you're going to get something from it. You're not trying. Are you trying to get a halo? Is that what you're trying to get? No.
No.
Are you trying to get something in your a star in your crown? Is that what you're trying to do? No.
And I don't need the recognition of fornicators, of perverts, of those who pervert the scripture. I don't need their recognition to be a good person.
No.
I just try my
best
to
be quiet.
Do what it is God
you like to do what it needs to be done, but in a quiet manner, you know?
Exactly. And I think, you know, Brother Thomas can definitely speak on my behalf or verify that I am who I am. This is not an act or
genuine. Genuine Jewel.
I am a genuine, loyal. And thank you, Brother Thomas. That was so kind of you to say. But I am who I am, and I speak in my full transparency of the fact that I help those in need.
Yeah.
I support women and children and men. And I care
because it's the right thing to do.
In
it's
my
what's
life.
Expected. If we would all do what's expected of us, and it's easy, it really is easy. I mean, you know, if you see somebody that's struggling, you stop and help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if
you see that they're coming to you and they say, I don't know what to do next, well, you say, well, let's sit down and have a prayer. That's an important thing. You know, you could sit down with somebody and have a prayer. You know, you may be on your last dollar too, but you know, heck, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I shall be also. Remember that. So, you know, when Jesus says he will be there, if we are asking and seeking his guidance, hello, you know, so there is nothing forgiving of our time, of our talents, of our energy. Those don't cost anything, Jewel. They don't.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, that's what I want to remind you of, because unfortunately, we have groups of individuals that instead of giving genuinely and wholeheartedly, they do it for clout. And then if you think that's not bad enough, they want to ruin the reputations and destroy those people that actually do it for the will and purpose of God, which to me is like a
They scoff at them. They make fun of them. They make fun of, like, oh, they're goody-goody two-shoes. Who do they think they are? Are they trying to get some kind of recognition public-wise?
Yes. And they try to tarnish their names publicly and humiliate them.
Yeah.
And instead, these are the people. It's like, it would be like me putting my mouth on Mother Teresa and tearing her apart, but not even coming close to helping the homeless or doing anything. Like, how dare you? How dare you comment on someone who is sacrificing, who is on the front line, and you have nothing to contribute but your mouth?
Yeah, and that's exactly what that scripture is saying. You know, it's saying, you know, you may speak the word, but you ain't the word.
Say it again, Brother Thomas. Say it again.
You may speak the word, but you ain't the word.
Amen. Amen.
You got to walk the talk and talk the walk.
Talk the walk. And that's what I was, Brother Thomas, before we got on this call, those of you who follow us know we always do a prayer before every call. But Brother Thomas and I were talking about the Bible, and we were talking about how it's a guide, and we are the actual living word, right?
Yes.
We are the word. How you live your life, how you treat others, some of the things that the Lord describes, he's describing us. So to speak, and so.
Well, if you abuse if you abuse the temple, the walls are going to come tumbling down, and that's just what we're talking about.
Amen.
You know, the temple is us, our temple. So if you abuse the temple, you know,
and
what goes around comes around.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening to many of us unknowingly when they're putting these carcasses in our food. They're trying to force us to abuse our temple, and we don't even know. That's not right. You know, many of us would like to live a holy life. We don't want to go against God's word. So don't force our hands and again, hide your hand in doing this stuff to us.
Amen.
Conscious decision about what we want to consume.
Exactly.
With that said, Brother Thomas, let's close out with some hope, because
Alrighty, I'm ready for the hope. All right. Is everybody ready for hope around here? I'll tell you, I'm ready for hope. Okay,
yes,
here we go. So this is going to be Micah chapter 7, and you know me about sevens. So here we go. Woe is me, for I am like the fruit pickers and the grape gatherers. There is not a cluster of grape to eat, or a first ripe fig, which I crave. Then the godly person has perished from the land, and there is no upright person among them. All of them lie in wait for bloodshed. Each of them hunts the other with a net. Concerning evil, both hands do it well. The prince asks also the judge for a bribe, and a great man speaks the desire of his soul. So they weave it together. The best of them is like a briar. The most of
Brother Thomas, I think we lost you again in verse 4. The best of them. I can pick up until we get you back on. The best of them is like a briar. The most upright worse than a thorn hedge. The day God visits you has come. The day your watchmen sound the alarm. Now is the time of your confusion. Brother Thomas, I think I hear you back on the line.
Yes, okay. Then their confusion. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Then their confusion will occur. Do not trust in a neighbor. Do not have confidence in a friend. From her who lies in your bosom, guard your lips. For son treats father contemptuously. Daughter
mm-hmm.
rises up against her mother. Daughter-in-law
mm-hmm.
against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. But as
Amen.
For me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait
Praise
for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is in a light for me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him. Until he pleads my case and executes justice for me, he will bring me out to the light, and I will see his righteousness. Then my enemy will see, and shame will cover her, who said to me, Where is the Lord your God? My eyes
mm-hmm.
will look on her, and at that time, she will be trampled down like mire of the streets. It will be a day for building your walls. On that day will your boundary be extended. It will be a day when they will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt even to the Euphrates, even from the sea to sea and the mountain to the mountain, and the earth will become desolate because of her inhabitants, on account of the fruit of their deeds. Shepherd, thy people with thy scepter, the flock of thy possession, which dwells by itself in the woodland, in the midst of a fruitful field, let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, and in the days of old, as in the days when you came out from the land of Egypt. I will show you miracles. Nations will see and be ashamed of all their might. They will put their hand on their mouth. Their ears will be deaf.
They will put their hands over their mouths.
Did you not hear me?
Go ahead, brother. No, you went out again.
God. Their ears will be deaf. They will lick the dust like a serpent, like reptiles of the earth. They will come trembling out of their fortresses. To the Lord our God, they will come in dread, and they will be afraid before thee. Who is a God like thee, who pardons iniquity and passes over the rebellious act of the remnant of his possession? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in unchanging love. This is God's love.
Mm-hmm.
He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. Yes, thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt give them truth to Jacob, and unchanging love to Abraham, which thou didst swear to our forefathers from the days of old. That's our hope.
Amen. Amen. That was one hopeful scripture.
Yes, and for all of those that have, you know, been tossed to the side and forgotten about,
yes.
where children have turned their backs on you, and
yes.
sisters have turned their backs on you, and there's a ray of sunshine coming, people, in that dark tunnel. And that's what we've got to look
Amen.
Forward to.
And I hope you guys have taken from this that there's nothing new under the sun. Where God says that these judges accepted bribes and rulers demand gifts, you know, all of this for just evil, corruptive practices and decision making. Our Father has already seen this. He has seen what has been happening behind the scenes. And now is the time of their confusion. But while we're sitting here and we're waiting for that breakthrough in 2025, our Father says, do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend.
No.
Even with the woman who lays in your embrace, the person, imagine that you are your significant other.
Yeah.
Can turn against you at this hour, at this time, for greed, power.
Been there and done that.
This is where we're at. This is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. You can't trust anyone if you are walking in righteousness and you are a chosen child of God. These are the instructions right now.
Yeah.
Walk
away
from
it.
They said mothers are turning against daughters.
Mother-in-law.
I mean, this is all has been written.
Covers all the bases.
Written, right? Mm-hmm. So there should be
in Micah, no less. In Micah, who wouldn't talk?
When you experience this and you're like, oh my goodness, why are these people coming after me? And I have done no harm. I have waged no war. Well, what did it say in Micah? What did it say in 2 Timothy would happen?
Mm-hmm.
We are at that time, chosen children of God. It's happening. And if you are experiencing this live, congratulations. You are the walking word. You are the star. It is happening in your life for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
know what,
Lord,
Jewel? I think I know why I've never heard anything spoken of in the book of Micah.
Why?
Because if it had been, we wouldn't be looking for our preacher to give us answers.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
We wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because it's saying it plain and simple out there. There is evilness in this world. It's going to be a fact. But as long as you have the tiny faith of a mustard seed.
Mustard seed, yes.
God will move the mountain.
He will. God says, look towards him during this time as we sit through this darkness. Our Father is the light. And I know sometimes it gets overwhelming for each one of us as we deal with these betrayers and just dark beings. There's times where... those of us
you want
to
throw up your hands and scream,
and go into like a hermit kind of mode. You know, at times we look to God and ask why. Why are we dealing with so much hatred? Why are we dealing with the devil's children? Why can't they just be removed? But as I told you guys before, we are the word. This was written to happen. We have to endure it. Right?
Yep.
So this is where we are today, right now.
Yep.
Those of you who are going through this, don't beat yourself up. Don't feel like the world has turned its back on you. You are the star. Okay? You carry the star.
Well, they
this
just need to know one thing, Jewel. They need to know one thing. God is always there.
Amen. Amen.
So
amen.
When you're thinking, you know, you're living this worldly life, turn toward God.
Yes.
Because devil and God's
plan. And if you're dealing, let me tell you guys something. If you're dealing with corruption, and Lord knows I've had my fair share, you put in police reports, they become magically deleted because they're magically delicious.
Love it.
Know. Just know that, you know, God knows, God sees, and he's watching all of this unfold, right now. And those that are partaking in these acts, they will be brought to shame. I assure you that. We will.
But it's
going to
be some hard suffering.
There
will be some hard suffering.
Yes.
Their
time will come. Their time, you know, I call them the kikirs. All of the kikirs that took, you know, oaths and took joy in attacking the stars, their time is coming, and you probably already see them running amok and trying to pull some last-minute plays with foolishness.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming down. The hammer's coming down. And instead of them reflecting and internalizing the roles that they've played as Satan's spawn, they would then still want to attack the Lord's children that never waged war on them to begin with.
Well, you know what, Jewel? I think the ones that have been the most boastful are the ones that you're seeing wilting. Don't you see them wilting?
Yes. Yes. And I'm telling you, let me tell you guys, no one could break down an ego-driven narcissist.
Right.
That's a tyrant better than the Most High God. Because even if you try to address them with the same type of anger and hatred that they come towards you with, you wouldn't be able to battle that kind of hatred being a child of God, right?
No.
You just don't have it in you. The thoughts, their thoughts and your thoughts will never align. I mean, they can go real deep with how evil they want to go.
Oh, yeah.
You heard in the last
scripture,
chopping up bones and all that stuff. That
how
those
low
are their
will you
thoughts,
go?
Right? Mm-hmm. Your thoughts is probably, I'm going to tell this person about themselves, and I'm going to serve it up real, real smooth. That's as far as us children of God would go with it. No, they're next level. And so that's why God says, let vengeance be mine. Because you can't go back and forth with these demons. You can't.
No.
You just, our Father will instruct us, it's time for you to go. Go that way.
Amen.
I got
Amen.
It from here.
Let me have
and
it.
I'm,
let go, let God. Let go, let God.
Let go, let God. And it's just amazing how God can take care of these beings. I don't even know if I should call them beings. I don't know what they carry in their
demons.
Spirit.
Call
so
them
hateful.
Demons, but that's what they are. They're demonic.
But
they aren't demonic. Mm-hmm.
Only our Father could truly deal with that and break that ego.
Yep.
You know, I was telling Brother Thomas today that, you know, he was telling, you know, some of these stars, I don't even think they're really getting arrested. I think they're just going into hiding. And I said, you know, Brother Thomas, going into hiding is probably a bigger punishment for them than actually getting arrested. You know why? They lived so haughtily with their egos and wanting to be seen, and I'm with the chest out, and when I walk, you know I'm in the building. The fact that they can't do that anymore, do you know how humbling that is?
Yeah.
To have to hide under a rock?
I don't know if it's humbling
for
them. I think it's degrading. I don't think they know humbleness at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they know degradation.
They don't. They lack humility.
They know degradation.
You're right. It's probably more degrading than anything else. And, I mean, just think about how God punished them that way, that no longer will your name and your face ring bells. It will it would be shame and disgrace
that's
thought of when your name is said. And
Amen.
Only our Father can bring in that kind of punishment to match the crime, right, for them. Because that's like their whole world shattering. See, if they were just incarcerated, you know, it's like out of sight, out of mind, right?
Well, it's
but
like,
it's
okay,
even,
Martha Stewart, you know, she went to prison for how long, and she comes back, she still does the same damn shit.
That's the point that I'm trying to make, Thomas, that incarceration, it doesn't really, for them, it doesn't really get to them
like a hand
as
slap.
Much as it would.
It's a hand slap.
In terms of a total degradation of character. Because that's what they built themselves on, was this ego that was bigger than God, right?
Yeah.
And so that is like the great fall, so to speak.
Exactly.
But it's just amazing. And then the Lord ends this chapter by, you know, not only giving us hope and reminding us to turn to Him, but He reminds us that of our ancestors, Abraham and Jacob, and often, even coincidentally, before I prayed for this particular podcast, Brother Thomas, you could back me up here, I referenced our ancestors, Abraham and Jacob. So it was interesting to see it close out with that as well.
With chapter 7, which we did not even, that wasn't even in the consideration with chapter 7 at that time.
It wasn't. It was a last-minute pull, and I'm so glad that Brother Thomas pulled it and said this would be great to close out. But I want to close out this podcast, Brother Thomas, with a prayer that I had prepared ahead of time.
All right.
If you have any any closing comments on the scripture, now would be the time, and then
did you ever get any comments from your last podcast at all? Because we don't want to forget those people, so just keep that in mind.
I did not get any comments on the last
podcast. Well, you did get one. Excuse me, you did get one.
I'm so sorry, Brother Thomas. It was probably the most valuable one to add. I do appreciate Brother Thomas for following all of the podcasts, even those that he's not on and those that others are on. Brother Thomas always adds positive feedback.
They might not know that I'm Charlie7337, but that's me. So if you see a comment from Charlie7337, that's me. Just let you know.
Yes, that is Brother Thomas always leaving comment on the actual podcast on Spotify, where you guys, I think I put up polls sometimes and open up the comments. You're free to leave comments there, or you can hit us up on social media and tell us what you think about our podcast. But most of the few comments that I think I did get one comment, so forgive me if I did not mention your name. I will be sure to mention it on the next podcast, but I really wanted to – I think I got so excited that Brother Thomas was back with us today. I forgot to record your name, but I will include it on the next one, I promise.
Cool.
I want to close out with this prayer, everyone. And this prayer I pray against all the hackers, the scammers, the deceivers. As such, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I cover myself, Brother Thomas, and all of our followers in agreement with this prayer, with your blood and glory and anointing as we intercede on behalf of the people, deflecting every fiery dart of the enemy as we stand in the power and the presence of God against the wiles of Satan.
Amen.
I rebuke the blood and bind, annihilate, destroy, render harmless, void, null, and of no effect every hacker's spirit and every wicked vessel being used by Satan right now to disrupt our lives. Father, release your fire of conviction to come upon them and turn the wickedness of their heart that is set to do evil and harm to the people. I take authority over every demonic spirit that has been loosed into the electronic devices to steal information, to discredit, to rob identities and personal information. Amen. Father, cover the people and everybody and everything attached to them with the blood of Jesus and destroy every plan of Satan. Father, blind the eyes of the enemy so that they can't see the vital information or lives of the people. I cancel every satanic and demonic and evil assignment against the people of God through every area or connection of social media and decree that the FBI, CIA, Alphabet Boys, police, and all governmental agencies will detect, track down, and arrest every one of them, and that they will have the evidence to convict them of their attempts to destroy lives and discredit characters, to steal their finances. I rebuke the spirit of financial thievery and cover their bank accounts, dear God, bank cards, PayPal accounts, email accounts, and everything connected to their finances with the blood of Yeshua, and ask that you will position angels to uncover every scheme to rob them. Father, bind and rebuke the plots and schemes, plans to harass the people and torment their lives. I speak Isaiah 54:17 over their lives and decree that every weapon form has failed. Psalm 37:12-13 says the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon them with their teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Father, release your day of laughter upon the enemy and turn what was meant as evil
to good as we stand as more than conquerors in your kingdom, dear God,
mm-hmm.
because greater is he within us than he that is within the world.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray, and I seal this prayer in your blood, glory, and presence, and rebuke and bind backlash, retaliation, and revenge right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Woo, doggies, amen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was great, Jewel. That was great. Thank you so much. I just want to say that it's been a pleasure, you know, being with y'all to be the days when we have expressed these things, these scriptures, and relating them to modern-day times, and this is no different. I mean, these words that we have spoken today, I'm sure it's resonating with many of you. Of what we're faced with each and every day. And I just want to say this to you that, you know, even though I have gone through what I've gone through, I have been like a modern day Job. I've lost my health, I've lost my wealth, and I've lost my family. But I refuse to ever lose my God. And so this is our decree. Don't let the evilness of this world tarnish your faith. Please keep with the faith. Keep strong in the Lord. Put your full armor of God on and take up your cross and follow God. Because when you let him lead, nothing can throw you asunder. Do you understand? In the end, you will win because you put your faith and trust in God and not any living man. That's it. Hello?
Thank you, Brother Thomas. Yes, I'm here. I wanted to thank you so much for joining us. It's always an honor and a blessing to have you on board. I hope that everyone listening to today's podcast really meditates on this message, the conversations, the prayer, the homage we've given to the veterans, and the lies we've exposed as well from the enemy. I'm so enthusiastic about 2025. I can't emphasize this anymore that change is coming, and I'm so glad to be a part of each and every one of your journeys, and for our Father to give me these gifts to share with you guys to use for his life and purpose.
But I will say this, Jewel. I will say this. It is not a time. It is not a time for us to sit back and rest on our laurels. Don't do that.
No.
You've still got to put up the good fight. You've still got to put up the good fight. God expects that.
Yes.
So don't think that, you know the future's coming. You know that God's going to be there in the end. But what he doesn't want you to do is to sit back and wait. He wants you to tread forward. He wants you to be focused on what is important, your fellow man. Okay? When you can help out a neighbor, please help them. Please help them.
Yes. Please continue to donate. We're trying to do some miraculous things with Fundraising Cup internationally as well. We've had a lot of charities reaching out to our charity, seeing the work that we're doing behind the scenes. And it's a really, really exciting time to finally be recognized by other groups and seeing that we really are not, like Brother Thomas said, we're not just talking the talk, but we're walking the walk.
Yeah.
And we would like you to hold hands with us and partner with us, even if it's just a dollar that you can afford to give, because I understand times are rough for all of us. Just do what you can and be a part of it.
If not that, then just contribute by word. I mean, if y'all have things you want to add to what we have spoken about, you know, your own personal experience, whatever, we are open to hear those experiences. And let me tell you something that has really helped me the most is when I have come forward out of my shell and have spoken the truth and have realize that, you know, God loves me. And that's humbling. That when you don't have anybody else to turn to. Always remember you've got God. And that's the most important thing to have.
Yes, yes, Brother Thomas. So those of you who don't have a church family or have been abandoned by your own family, know that we are here. We
Amen.
Can be your new adopted soul family.
Amen.
So don't hesitate to reach out. We're here to help. We're here to support our communities. And we're here to heal together.
Amen.
We love you. And thanks
Amen.
For tuning in
Amen.
To another Can We Talk with Jewel podcast.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You.
And bye.
Bye-bye.